just tremendous to see something happening in the realm of God. As Elder Gary mentioned early on in the service about, you know, a great event happening in Melbourne at the Marvel Stadium. And we just trust that people will marvel and be amazed at what God's about to do within this city and the nation of Australia, that many, many, many people will come to know Jesus Christ. Amen. Many people there are just serving God and just ministering out of their hearts and in many, many ways. But what they're doing, what they are, they're ministers of the new covenant, the covenant that Jesus brought in. And that's a part of what I'd like to speak about this morning. And just share generally about the type of people that God wants us to be, amen? Because, you know, God has raised us up. The Spirit has been sown within in our hearts and spirits and minds and all that sort of thing. And he just wants us to go forth in every direction. So this morning I'd just like to share, maybe get that scripture up from 2 Corinthians. So I'd just like to share there from 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14 to 17 there, where it speaks here about being ministers of the new covenant, and something that we're all able to do, something we all have the opportunity to do. But here Jesus is speaking, sharing his heart there, and just bringing to mind what God had already spoken. And here in chapter 2, commencing at verse 14, it's speaking here about ministers of the new covenant. And it says here, "But thank God he has made his captives and continues to lead us along in Christ's triumphant procession. Now he uses us to spread the knowledge of Christ everywhere like a sweet perfume. Our lives are like a Christ fragrance rising up to God, but this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing. To those who are perishing, we are a dreadful smell and death and doom, but to those who are being saved, we are a life-giving perfume." And as you know, ladies, they all use a perfume, men use different deodorants and stuff, but that there's a fragrance. But we want to spread the fragrance of God, amen? And so we all have that opportunity to do through the ministry to this new covenant that the Word of God speaks about. And I'd just like to move on to Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6 to 13. Okay, we're here. And as we read this, we just want to get into our hearts and spirits what the Word of God is speaking here. And as it says there, sorry, I've just lost my place. But here in verse from 8 to 6 there, just to page is stuck. Right, good. You know, about Christ being our high priest, as we know, Jesus is the one that we look to, the one that we have followed to, the one we look up to, the one we give our praise and worship to. But here, as we know in Scripture, it tells us here about Jesus being the high priest. But what he wants us to walk in, but it says here, "But now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood. priesthood. For he is the one who mediates for us for a better covenant with God based on better promises. So as we know, Jesus came to give us a better way. He made the way easier for us. He opened the door that we might follow his ways because of what he done on the cross for us, through his death on the cross, through his resurrection, and through his ascension into heaven, seated at the right hand of God. And so there that Jesus laid out there, as it said there, we know that our high priest has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old. As we know in the Old Testament was covenant was given there, and of course, you know, they were lawbreakers, they were lawless during that time, and I think we'll just read those portion of scripture there again. And look at that scripture there where it says, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on a better promise, a new way that Jesus ushered in, a new way that he came to show us how we could worship the Father in a far better way and be able to stay in that standing and continue to look to him. And it says in verse 7, for if the first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant. And so I disregarded them, says the Lord. And verse 10 there, he said, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. Now here's the promise that God made, and this is what we need to have that really instilled into our hearts and just abide in that promise and walk in God's way, because this is what he said, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. You agree that's a powerful promise. That's a premise, a reassurance of who God is and what he will do with us. And so we have that affirmation that we are God's people and he is our God. Amen? It's just a tremendous, powerful promise there. And there, but as we know, Jesus' ministry is performed under that covenant that God made, and it's a covenant of God's grace, God's love and grace that we're so much able to be partakers of, and we enjoy, and we use that so much to lead us along in this triumphant procession that the word speaks about. You know, through this event in Melbourne, you know, there's hundreds, hopefully thousands of people will join this triumphant procession, you know, that is right around the world. In this procession, we come to be a part of the kingdom of God, and that's a wonderful thing. So the angels rejoice, as we know, as people get saved, as people come to know Jesus. And so hopefully throughout this awakening Australia, it will wake this nation up to come back to our former ways, to our grassroots, so to speak, and to look and see who our Creator is, who is the one that gave us everything we enjoy so much today. But this covenant is ministered out of God's wonderful love, grace, and everything that we can enjoy the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And we see here how God has established a new personal covenant relationship. It's personal for each one of us. We can all relate to what Jesus is saying. That then, as where he says, come unto me, all you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's all a part of this new covenant that Jesus came in and he ushered this new way, this new gospel, the testament that we enjoy so much today. And it's a relationship, you know. It's based not on a compelling force without. It's not something that just comes from outer space like Elder Gary was speaking about earlier. This is from the very heart of God. And we enjoy this so much. And it's come to set us free. But this comes from a compelling power, force that is within. That is the Spirit of God that's come into our beings. And so we enjoy that love and grace and everything that God has come before us. But as we know, and we often say, that Jesus came to save us and to set us free. Amen. We want to be free in our worship. We sing the song, Set Free to Worship. Well, we need to be free. It was just wonderful the way Kayleen opened up the gifts this morning, word that she brought there this morning. And we bless you, Kayleen, for that. And so, you know, we have to be, our spirits have to be alive, amen. Have to be alive. And do that. But, you know, just to speak the word of God for the opportunity that God gives us, you know, it's not an option. It's not an option. It's a command that Jesus gave, you know, to go into all the world and to the entire world and speak and preach the gospel to all those who don't know Jesus. And so, you know, that triumphant procession, it grows and grows and grows. If we all link arms together, every Christian person linked arm, you imagine how long, bigger circle that would make. It'd be wonderful. And so they're coming apart. Sorry. But, you know, as I just said, you know, that how Jesus said, he gave us that command, you know, to go. And Jesus' words, he said, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. Each one of us has that mandate upon our lives, that call upon our lives, you know, that we are to speak the word of Jesus Christ at every opportunity we get, to every person that comes our way, and to have that boldness, you know, because we have to make disciples, amen? That's part of our command, but that we go and reach people. But as we reach people, we have to grow those people and make disciples out. That's why we have home groups and midweek meetings, young people's groups, ladies' groups. We come together to edify one another, to build one another up. And just also Elder Gary mentioned this morning about a worship night on Tuesday night. That's not just for home group leaders. That's an invitation to everyone here this morning. Come along and have a great night of praise and worship. Just praise and worship. Just reaching out to God and let God infill you. Fill you with the Spirit, you know, and encourage you, yourselves, you know, in worship. And so we trust that you can make it. As I said, it's not just for home groups. Everyone is welcome. You're most welcome to come along and to be a part of that night. But as I said, you know, Jesus wants us to reach the world, and we see here the sending nature of God and the sent nature of the church, the sent nature of God. God sent his son Jesus to us to set us free, to worship. And to reach us most of all, you know, to take us into his wondrous kingdom, be a part of all that. But the sent nature of the church, we in return, we send people out, amen? So it's a wonderful opportunity as churches everywhere, most evangelistic churches, if not all evangelistic churches. They send people, beyond their own boundaries. Our brothers and sisters went away a few weeks ago to the Philippines and had a wonderful time there. But that's the Spirit of God. That's the heart of God. As I said, it's the essence of the gospel, that people come to know Jesus, but most of all that we make disciples. Disciples who will serve and honour and work for the Lord and his ministry. You know, we do that so more people can come to know Jesus. Amen? So that more people will be invited into the kingdom of God. And that's why it's such a wonderful thing that's happening in Melbourne at the moment. But Jesus, I'm sure, Jesus wants everyone to know him personally. You know, it's a personal relationship. We speak to people and we speak about religions and different churches, but the heart of it is the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He is the centre of it all. We sing that song, Jesus, you're the centre of it all. And that's what it's all about, you know, that we invite people to come to know Jesus. And in doing that, and as they come in and as they grow, we grow them. You know, we disciple people that they will grow in strength and in stature, in their faith and in their walk with the Lord. And I just feel, you know, our spirits need to be really fired and rekindled and set alight. You know, it's something that we all should be able to do, that is speak and preach the word of Jesus Christ, because we've been given that. It's about testifying that Jesus Christ is Lord and Lord of all. Amen? And as I said, it's something we should be able to do. And you know, I feel, you know, if we can't do that, well, we've just got to put our heads down and start studying and looking into God's word for what he has for us, and to get it into our hearts and spirits so that we can minister out, and so people will be able to understand what we're saying. We don't want to give people a garbled message and they'll walk away and say, what was he talking about? You know, we want people to get the heart of God, the heart of Jesus, as we minister out. Because we all have a story to tell, don't we? We've all, God has touched us in so many different ways. And and so, you know, we have a testimony to tell, you know, but to be able to do this, you know, if we're wanting to make a difference, or make a change in a person, someone else's life, you know, or in our community, if we want to affect people, we really need to take the words of the scripture into our hearts and meditate upon them, so that words of confidence will flow out through us. Amen. We want people to get that, get the heart of the message, the testimony that Jesus lives through to people. And we need to do that. And when we, as we do that, we want to have that hope and confidence that what we're saying is being understood. And as we speak, we know that God's word won't return void. God will honour everything you share if it's according to his word. So bless you for that. But we need to do that with hope and confidence, with what has been sown into our spirits. The seed that was sown in us, you know, will continue to rise and produce fruit in every way, and will come forth as the Holy Spirit prompts you. As you minister out, God will increase, will bring increase into your lives, and will give you the words to speak. And that, but we also, you know, we just need to bring a message of comfort and hope into a listless life. You know, and many people, you know, are doomed, as we say. You know, there's no other way to God than through Jesus Christ. And so people need to be challenged, and the word spoken. They need to hear this faith that we have, this faith that we share, and to do that. But In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, just a little short scripture there. Chapter 2 and verses 16. To those who are perishing, we are a dreadful smell and to death of death and doom. But to those who are being saved, we are a life-giving fragrance. And I outlined that earlier on there, but we just want to reinforce that again. Just one little thing there. But as we speak out, you know, the question is asked here at the end of verse 16, and it said, "And who is adequate for such a task?" Who is adequate? You, every man, woman, and child here this morning, if you love Jesus, you can share and testify that of your wonderful faith and the love for the Lord Jesus. But, you know, we need to be worthy for all according to God's will and purpose. We need to be qualified. That's why we have home groups. We again invite you along to be a part of a home group where we can get into the Word, where we can share things that we don't get to share here when we come together like this. But this is all a part of what our grow groups are all about, studying the Word of God, meditating upon the Word, growing in your faith about the Word of God. But as I said, who is qualified for such a thing as a scripture, as it says there? And we are all qualified to be able to do that. And running out of time quickly today, but, you know, as I said, God will honour your faith. You know, if we step out into what is often the unknown, you know, but as we take that step of faith and put our foot into the water and, you know, get wet, so to speak, and you know, your hope, our hope and faith in trust in God, it rises. You agree to that? I'm sure many of you, as you've testified or spoke to someone or shared the word to someone, once you're speaking that, you think, "Oh, I feel good about that. That was good." And so God gives us opportunity, but you know, just draw upon that as we step out, you know, our faith rises. And again, you know, we have that assurance, you know, because the power of His word, that He cares for us and He is with us. And it says in the scripture, "All praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort." You agree with that and believe that God comforts you? There are people in our church mourning the loss of a dear one at the moment. We want to comfort them. We want to bring words of comfort. We want to speak words of comfort and share with others and, you know, to encourage them in the time of loss and grieving there. And as the scripture says here, He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. So put that into practice. Use it in your testimony, in your sharing, and as you share with people who grieve and the loss of dear loved ones. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God gives us. And I think I better finish there this morning. I'm running a little bit late, but had so much more to share. But I'm speaking at Digger's Rest, so I'll keep it for there today. But I just encourage all of us, you know, and to be encouraged. Now, often we look around and you think, well, what's happening? But things are happening, whether we can see it visually or hear it or whatever. People are getting saved, amen? Right across the world, more than ever before, people are coming to know Jesus. And they're all joining in this wonderful, triumphal procession that we are already a part of. We want others out there in our community to come to know Jesus Christ. We want to be having two or three services a day here. The church will be so full we'll have to do that at some stage. Amen, Paul, yes. Because, you know, that's the heart of God, that his kingdom will grow. And the kingdom of God, God does his part. He honours our word. He honours our faith. But we have to step out. We have to put our foot in the water and touch someone else who doesn't know Jesus. Amen? So, Father God, again, we just bless you, Lord, for your wonderful heart, your wonderful spirit, Father. Lord, for the way that you just come alongside each one of us, Lord, and just sow your spirit, you sow yourself into our hearts and minds, Lord, and as we come to know you, as we grow in our faith, Father, as we grow in our walk, Lord, that we might be greater challenged and encouraged most of all, that we might be encouraged because we speak. As the scripture says, so I speak. I speak the word because there is no other way than to speak the truth that Jesus lives and he is alive and within our hearts. So, Lord, again, we just thank you for this day, Lord. Bless this day to each person here today, Father. Lord, for those who may have things weighing heavily upon them, Lord, or circumstances or situations, whatever today might be, whatever today might bring, Lord, let your spirit be upon us and be with us in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.